So did you notice that this killer of this Dhenukasur is Balaram, and it's very appropriate that Balaram killed Dhenukasur. Dhenukasur is an ass. He's very dull-headed, very dull-headed. So Balaram, he is Adi Guru, the original spiritual master. So the dull-headedness within us, like the asses are known for two things. One thing is they are less intelligent, because there's a grass everywhere they could eat, but they think that they must carry this big load on the backs. Then only at the end of the day they'll be able to get some grass. They think they must work hard. They must work. That's one thing. And then they try to enjoy, and one of the, besides the grass, they try to enjoy also the female association. And when they run behind and approach the sea ass, but what does the he ass get in return? Just a big kick in the face. So these are working hard and wanting to enjoy sense gratification of all sorts, especially sex life. Oh, wow. So what happens? We just want to quickly say this is very important subject matter, what we are going to share. Haribol. That it is important that we listen to this, you know, Krishna killing demon pastimes. Usually there's a tendency to skip them and run for something more nectarian, or even rasa dance, and forget this killing part, violence. But these pastimes of Krishna killing different demons, they are in there with a purpose also. That each of these demons Krishna is killing, they represent different anarthas, some bad qualities in them. So when we hear Krishna killing demon with whatever bad quality in them, if that bad quality was, say, in us, then we also, just by hearing that pastime, that anartha in us gets killed. We become free from that anartha by hearing that pastime. So spiritual master on behalf of Balaram plays the similar role and brings us to the senses, the mentality of wanting to work very hard like ass, or run after the opposite sex. So this anartha in Dhenukasur, as we hear that pastime, we become free from that mentality, that anartha, that bad quality in us. So like that, the other, each demon represents different bad quality. And as we, and then like this, we become purified and then gradually ready for other more nectarian pastimes like rasa dance. When we are thoroughly purified, it's like a preparation. First thing first. So these, so in a few days, we'll be also reading, you know, the sequence, the five chapters dealing with the rasadas in summary form. So I just wanted to remind you the benefits of hearing such pastimes. And then more things we are going to quickly know about Krishna before we go for Kaliya's subduing Kaliya, Kaliya Daman Leela. It is a very exciting thing. So let's spend a little time. So then that day, it was almost evening time, and Krishnaha Kamala Patrakshaha Punya Shravana Kirtanaha Stuyamano Anugai Gopai Sagrajo Vrajama Avrajat. So Krishna Kamala Patrakshaha, lotus eyed Krishna, lotus eyed, blooming lotus eyed. His eyes reach almost his ears. If ours do not reach, what do we do? Do some painting so that we try to make our eyes bigger or reaching the kaja, all this. We try to imitate Krishna. Punya Shravana Kirtanaha. This friend, Anugai Gopai, they are singing different glories, appreciating Krishna, praising Krishna, and all of them together, they are now returning to Vraj, meaning towards Nandagram in the evening time. Sukadeva Goswami describes Krishna and his beauty further, says, the cows are also walking. The dust of Braj is so light as they walk, so much go Raja. Go Raja. Go Dhuli is raised up in the sky, and then that settles, and Krishna's hair are smeared, and his peacock, his outfit is also smeared, covered with that dust of Braj. He has a garland of forest flowers and Charu Hasam. His eyes are, Ikshana, Ruchirekshana, charming eyes and Charu Hasam. Krishna is known for his very attractive smile, charming eyes and smile on his face. Venum, he's playing his flute. Other coward boys are also doing that. Now they come closer and closer. They're about to enter Nandagram, and the gopis are awaiting. The coward girls. There are two kinds of gopis you have to take note of. The coward girls are also called gopis, but elderly gopis and young gopis. And they have different bhav towards Krishna, different relationship with Krishna. One is vatsalya bhav. So, and then other ones, the young ones have madhurya ras, relationship, mellow with the Lord. And For first time, these young gopis have been mentioned. Because for first time, Krishna is now of the appropriate age to enter and experience yet another ras. I think yesterday or day before we were mentioning that in Gokul, Krishna is, he experiences Vatsalya ras and a little bit of Sakya ras or friendship. Then he grows, and then while he's a calf herd boy, Vatsapal, then he's spending more time with his friends. Sakya bhav becomes dominant. Some Vatsalya bhav continues, but as he grows, yet another dimension is added to his pastimes, his life, and gopis come into picture. And that's what is going on here now. As calf herd boys, they're also returning every evening, but the young girls never cared to. They were also too young to think of those matters, the conjugal relationship. So only elderly ladies with Vatsalya bhav, parenthood, they would be waiting to receive Krishna. But they would look straight at Krishna, meeting up eyes and everything. And now also that two kinds of gopis are awaiting Krishna's arrival. The elderly gopis are just looking at Krishna as affectionately as a child. But the other gopis, young gopis, they cannot look at Krishna directly. The social difficulties are there. Young boy, young girl. So they are looking elsewhere, but they're with the sidelong glances, they're looking at Krishna. Krishna is going that way. They are looking there. Their face is there, but the eyes are that side. It's mentioned here. They're the sidelong glances only they could look at the Lord. And these gopis with the sidelong glances, as if their eyes are like bee-like. And they are drinking Mukunda Mukha Sarag, the face of Pitwa. They are drinking the face of the Lord is like a flower. So, and the gopis' eyes are like a honey, and they are trying to drink. The bees always go to the flowers to get the honey. And by doing so, their tap, there's so much separation from the Lord being away. So as they drink that nectar of the coming, emanating from the lotus face of the Lord, that fever goes down. They are pacified a bit. So now they are, the Krishna and Balaram, they are all the way close to Nanda Bhavan, and they enter Nanda Bhavan. They are greeted by Nanda and Nanda also. Yashoda is there, Rohini is there. Tayor Yashoda Rohinyo Putrayo Putravatsale Yatha kamam yatha kalam vyadhyatam paramashishaha. According to the time, place, circumstances, they're always expressing their affection by giving different kinds of gifts or sweets or whatever children are in need of. It's Krishna and Balaram. So first thing, as they return from the forest, Gatva Dvan Shramo Shrama, they had been walking all day behind the cows, the hot sun. So majjana mardanadibhihi. They are, there's a bathing takes place. In order to do that, nivim vasitva. So they go some, the little boys, they are now wearing only undergarments. All other their clothes are off. They are wearing undergarments and they are being bathed by mothers, Yashoda and Rohini. While bathing, little massaging also is being done. They're massaging or pouring some oil there. Because they're, all day they were working very, very hard. Ruchiram divyashra gandhamandito. So then they're offered fresh garlands, different other gandhas, chandan, and their bodies are decorated that way with fresh clothing. Janani uparitam prasya. The next thing is the dinner time. They're made to sit down and they are fed. Swadu anna. Swadu. Sweet dishes. Or all they cook is, it's all nectarian. Nice dishes. Chappan bhog offered. Lalito palito. There's a lalan and palan. Both things are done. Samvishya varashayam. And finally, around 10:30 or 26 minutes after 10, they are put to bed on a very special bed, and Krishna and Balaram, they take rest. Sukhe nidra gela. So this is one sampling of how he returns, how he's greeted at the entrance by two kinds of gopis, finally into Nanda Bhavan, they're bathing, new clothing, feeding, putting to rest. And this is every day, but every day is exciting, no routine, no boring thing. And we have to... So like that, Krishna's pastimes continue. And Sukadeva Goswami quickly turns our attention to Jamuna River. Jamuna Maiya ki. So, Kalindim Yayo Rama Rite Kalindim Sakibhir Vrataha. Once upon a time, that day Balaram was not with them. Again, Balaram is not with them. All the coward boys and Krishna only go into the forest, or they are now on the banks of Jamuna. Athagava gopascho. The cows and coward boys, they are very thirsty and they end up drinking Jamuna jal. Thirsty they are, so what could they do? But dushtam jalam, the poisonous water they drank. Jamuna jal has become poisonous. Vidushitam. And the result was they fell lifeless right there in front of Krishna. Salilante, just on the bank of Jamuna. Vikshatan vai tatha bhutan krishno yogeshvareshvaraha Yikshaya Amrita Varshinya. He opened his eyes and he glanced over all the friends and the cows. And Samajivayat brought them back to life. And now they were playing different games very close to Jamuna. And Krishna is only thinking how to... He understood what is this due to, why the water of Jamuna is so poisonous. Viloke dushitam krishnam krishnaha krishna ahina vibhu. Such a wonderful... It says, krishnam dushitam krishnam. Krishna means here Jamuna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So if you say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, you are not chanting Krishna's name. You are saying Hare Jamuna, Hare Jamuna. Jamuna, Jamuna, Hare, Hare. Different mantra you are chanting. Krishna, Krishna. So Krishna is Jamuna. Krishna is also Draupadi. So there's a subtle difference. You understand? Krishna, Krishna. Suta, Suta. So, Dushitam Krishna. So, the river Jamuna has become polluted. This is because Krishna Ahina. Ahina means serpent. And because he is blackish, he is addressed here as Krishna Ahina. Krishna Ahina, the black serpent. And this is all Vilokya Krishna. Krishna saw, Lord Krishna saw that the river Krishna, Jamuna, was polluted by the black Krishna Ahina, black serpent. That is Sukadeva Goswami. And tasyam vishuddhim anvichan, and in order to purify, cleanse the waters of contaminated river, sarpam tam udavasa, yet he sent away the Kaliya. So he has summarized, Sukadeva Goswami has summarized the whole chapter just in one verse, and this will require attention. Let's see how far we go. Quite interesting details here. So the river's water was so badly polluted, full of poison, that it would be boiling sometimes. Because of poison, heated and boiling, the birds are flying above the river with the vapors coming, evaporated waters full of poisonous poison. The birds would breathe that air, and the result would be they would be falling dead into the river. It was that bad. Also, praninaha mriyante, the animals were dying, the birds were dying. So what did Krishna do? He wanted to chastise this Kaliya, sent him away. So in the middle of the game, Krishna, he climbed up Kadamba tree, right on the bank of this Kaliya Rid, Kaliya Lake. This lake was known as Kaliya, Kaliya Lake, because Kaliya was residing in that lake. So Krishna climbed up Hey, where are you going? The player's playing. And now he stopped the play and he's just very swiftly, he climbs up the tree and he's now standing on the top of the tree, the tallest branch, and he's standing there. You could see him? Yes, you had to see him. It's not there. You had to visualize this pastime. Kadamba tree on the bank of Jamuna. Kaliya Rid is part of Jamuna, little extended lake connected with Jamuna. So he goes up there. And he's doing, he's slapping Aspotya, slapping arms and challenging that Kaliya. Are you ready? Come. Come. That's how a fight. The wrestlers in India visit this. Yes, come, come. So this is what Krishna also did. And Gadha Rashano, Krishna is tightening his belt. And the next thing is Nyapatad Vid Vishude. He fell in the lake. Was that reminded you? Didn't work. So from there he is into the lake. So big splash. All the water has been agitated, big waves. Water is caused a little flood, and the water is spreading now, going beyond the lake. And the Kaliya, he heard the splash, and he noticed, oh, there is someone has encroached my territory. Chakshushravaha, says, Ashrutya Niriksha Chakshushravaha. The snakes, they hear with their eyes. They don't have ears. Chakshu Shravaha. Kaliya heard with the eyes, the big splash, and noticed also, saw also. And then he was deep into, he had his home, he has his home, his family also, his palace there, children also, whole thing. So from there he came out in the direction where someone had fallen into that water. Tam prekshaniya sukumara ghanavaddatam. And so Krishna is swimming at the top, and from underneath, yes, underneath Kaliya comes. And he's looking up there. He's looking up at Krishna. And this beautiful young boy he sees, and he has a bluish complexion. Sri Vatsa, he's noticing this from the water, he's able to see. He has a Sri Vatsa mark on his chest. Lakshmi resides on the chest of Sri Krishna in the form of a golden lion, Suvarna Rekha. So Sri Vatsa, Pita Vasanam, he has golden yellow clothing, Smita Sundarashyam, and his smiling face, Kridantam Pratibhayam, and fearlessly he's playing there, not scared. He's fearless. Kamala Udangri Sandasya. So Kaliya comes, is furious, and he wants to attack, and starts biting Krishna. And next thing that he has done, he has enveloped Krishna in its coil. And so the coward boys and cows, they are watching this scene. And Krishna is their life. And Krishna is, you could see. So it was too much for them to handle this situation for coward boys and the cows. So they were going unconscious. They were falling there unconscious on the bank of the Kaliya Lake. Krandamanaha, sudukhitaha. They're crying, they're very, very distressed and not knowing what to do. Their eyes are only, fixed on Krishna, and they're standing still, motionless, only looking with great anxiety. And so while this was the scene on the bank of Kaliya, now all over Braj Mandal there are different bad omens, lightning and this and that, so many signs giving indication that something dangerous has happened in Braj somewhere, so many indications. Whenever such thing happens, everyone, of course, Nanda, Yashoda, they immediately think of, where is Krishna now? Where is he? Where is he? Under that circumstance, thinking, where is he? Is he in difficulty? And another thing that they notice, Vina Rami Naga Krishna Gyatva Charitam Gata. Oh, today again, Balram has not gone with Krishna. So, for sure there is some trouble. Like other day also he didn't go. So Brahma had come and he stole the cows and the coward boys. And again Balaram hasn't gone, and all, look at all these difficulties we are seeing all around. Bad omens everywhere. So they were expecting the worst. And they were even thinking, is Krishna alive? Does this mean he's no more? These thoughts are also coming to their mind. Dukkha shoka bhayaturaha. Full of lamentation and fear have taken over. Abala vraddha vanita sangi pashuvrattayaha. Nijagmur Gokulad. So like a cow going looking for calf, like all the men and elderly men, ladies, gopis, they left homes, left Gokul, left Braj, Nandagram, and they're searching. Krishna Darshan Lalasaha. They are very, very eager to find and see, identify, locate their Krishna. While everyone else is in total anxiety, Balaram isn't, because he knows. He knows the extraordinary power of his brother Krishna. Nothing to worry. But he couldn't share, he couldn't say anything because of these emotions of everybody. So, but he was Prahasha, he's even smiling, he's trying to conceal his smile and laugh as he's seeing everyone else in total anxiety. And so they all go, so they want to find Krishna. So on the way they see some footprints. Hey, come everyone. They all gather around the footprints and they see that there are the footprints of Krishna. There are different signs are there. The flag, thunderbolt. And immediately, oh, these are the footprints of Krishna. See, you see? And everyone confirms. And then they follow those footprints and they keep going, following those footprints. And they end up on the bank of Jamuna. Jalashayante. They're close to Jamuna. And what do they see there? Some animals died, covered boys, half some unconscious, some are struggling to stay alive. Those who are alive, they're looking. Where are they looking? They're looking inside. So immediately everyone's attention has gone towards that scene there, ghastly scene. And so as these persons have come towards Kaliya Lake, and as they see Krishna, they're all trying to go in there to protect their Krishna. They don't care whether they will get drowned or they just want to protect him. But Balaram forbade them, stopped them. Physically he had to stop, keep them away from entering the lake. So Krishna stays for a few moments, for a little while in that state. But then seeing the condition of everyone else all around. Vrajabasis everywhere, elderly ladies, gentlemen, gopis, very, very anxious, crying, screaming, wanting to get closer to Krishna, but they can't get there. So Krishna manages to get out of the coil of Kaliya. And now Kaliya and Krishna, they are facing each other like two wrestlers trying to overpower the other one. And Kaliya is trying to get closer to bite or again catch Krishna in his coils, and Krishna is trying to avoid that. So that kind of battling lasted for a while, and but this was a little relief for all those who were watching, because at least he was not in the tight grip of Kaliya. But he was still there in the middle of the lake, right in front of Kaliya. So next thing Krishna does is he pushes, he's pushing some of the hoods of Kaliya, and he jumps up, and Krishna is standing on the hoods of Kaliya. Hariva! And he has his flute, and he begins his Kaladi Guru Nanartha says, he is the Adi Guru of all the artists, all the dancers and the flute players or musicians. He is the original Guru, the master of everybody. And he begins his dance. Krishna begins his dance on the hoofs of Kaliya. Kaliya has 101 hooves. So that becomes his platform, Krishna's platform, quite a wide body. And as soon as Krishna desires to dance on the hoofs of Kaliya, immediately, just that minute, the Gandharvas, the Siddhas, the Charanas, they become orchestra party. They all begin they play the best music and nice drumming is going on, helping Krishna too. The dancer comes in good mood when there is nice music. So there are different scenes here. Krishna Kaliya in the middle of lake. It's like a big big scene. Krishna is in the middle. The audience, all the Brajabasis are on the bank of the lake. They don't know what to expect. They're still in anxiety. And up there in the sky, it is all filled with the demigods and Gandharvas and Apsaras, and they are providing all the necessary music, and Krishna is dancing on the hoofs of Kaliya. The most artistic, he's a Nataraj, the best of all the dancers. Amitabh Bachchan is nobody. Why even remember him? Before Krishna, he's the best dancer, and he's dancing, he's playing his flute and dancing also, and he has ankle bells, jingling, tinkling bells around his ankle. They're also playing, and his attempt is, you know, all these different hoofs are trying to express anger, and they are enraged, and like a poisonous flames are emanating from different hoofs. So whichever hood is most active and trying to get Krishna, bite Krishna, Krishna puts his foot right there and says, Angri Patai, he hits, he dances, his dancing is working like a hitting the hood. Okay, this one is out. Out of 100, he has 101 to work with. So as he dances, he's watching also. While he's playing, he's watching which hood now where, which one. So sometimes he's here, then middle hood, maybe then this hood, then that hood, then head hood. Like that, he's going all over and hitting those hoods. Now he has 50% taken over. 50% are just lifeless, vomiting blood, and eyes have bulged. And then he's working on more hoods and more dance, and more music goes on and on. Yeah, pushpas also are being showered on Krishna, and he's enjoying, and now all his hoods, all 101 hoods have been totally subdued. kicked and brought under control by Kala Nigraha, the Lord who appears to do this Vinashaya cha Duskritam. So at this point, the Nagapatnis, the wives of the Kaliya, they come. They are addressing the Lord, who is still standing on the hood's head of their husband. Nyayo dandaha. This is very fair. Krishna, what you have done is just the fair. We have no complaint. Just the befitting job you have done. This is the purpose. You appear. Tava avataraha khala nigrahaya anugrahoyam bhavata krato. This is in fact, benediction of yours upon our husband and ourselves. And they wonder, tapaha sutaptam kimanena purvam. We don't know what kind of austerities our husband must have performed as a result. You have blessed him, touched his head, left lot of dust of your lotus feet on the hoods and heads of our husband. And they are reminded, oh, they say, even that Lakshmi, she performed so many austerities, hoping to get closer to Krishna or get the dust of his lotus feet, but she did not become successful. But look, our husband has become successful, getting that dust, sacred dust on his head. And they say, Vanchanti yadpada rajaha prapannaha. This is the only desire of devotees of the Lord, just to get the dust, surrender into the dust of Krishna's lotus feet. They do not desire na naka prashtam. They don't want to go to heaven. They don't want to be emperors. Parameshtam. They don't want post of Brahma. No, they don't want to be any kind of rulers. Na yoga siddhim. They don't want bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami. No, nothing.